Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a 3:30 agenda item that we're starting promptly at 3:42. And it's on 2027 benefits discussion. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. And with that, I'll hand it over to the board. So, okay. There you go.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners. It's that time of year again where we have to talk about benefit renewal for the calendar year of 2027. So each and every year we come back with what renewal looks like for our current plan. And we've done that again this year. We did receive a renewal from GemPlan, a potential renewal from GemPlan, which has been, the county has been a part of GemPlan for a really long time. It's before me, so I'm not super sure of the total number of years that the county has been a member of GemPlan. And we're the largest member of GemPlan. So with our 876 employees, we make up 20% of the GemPlan. With a group this size, it's very difficult to be a member of a group like GemPlan. We should be able to stand on our own to be able to negotiate on our own behalf. It's part of the reason why we contracted with Gallagher to be able to explore other options outside of GemPlan on where we could get coverage by a carrier that would let us stand alone as just Canyon County outside of the GemPlan. In previous years, because of our experience rating, we haven't been able to get to that point. But I am really excited to say that for calendar year 2027, the really hard work that the board approved last year to make some very difficult changes in our plan design, adding premiums to the employees, those plan design changes have worked, and our claims have significantly dropped, which has encouraged other carriers to present us with other options outside of GemPlan. So I met with the Health Trust Board last week, Gallagher, Scott Howell, and I. We met with the Health Trust Board last week, and we presented a couple of options. What you see in front of you today in the packet on page 4 is the option that the Health Trust Board is recommending we move to. So the Health Trust Board is asking for your approval to exit the GemPlan and to move out of Blue Cross of Idaho to a Regents carrier. RGA is a third-party administrator of the Regents network. So it's Regents that we would move to. And it would allow us to carve out our pharmaceutical coverage and work with SmithRx to help with our pharmaceuticals and help control costs a little bit more. And when we are able to stand on our own, we are able to get more documentation, more reporting to really be able to understand where our claims lie, where our expenses are, in some things that we just transparently cannot get from the GemPlan. So from what you see in front of you is GemPlan did come back with a very competitive offer, but there's one big difference in the renewal of GemPlan and what the option to move to RGA of Idaho is. In our current plan today, we are a self-funded insurance plan with a $125,000 stop-loss deductible. The Blue Cross GemPlan renewal increases that stop-loss deductible to $400,000. There is no negotiation. That is their offer, which means that the county would be responsible for every claim up to $400,000 in calendar year 2027. The renewal option from RGA of Idaho, it is at $125,000 for a stop-loss deductible. So it will keep our stop-loss deductible at the exact same amount that it sits today. And as we move out from this big group of people to stand on our own, keeping the stop loss at the exact same amount it is today will help us understand where we truly are and give us more negotiation power as we move into subsequent calendar years for our health care plan.
Chairman?
Yes.
Marty, thanks for the information. So I'm going to say this back so that we're on the same page. GemPlan is proposing, if we were to want to stay with them, that our stop loss would increase to 400,000? That's what you said?
Yes, ma'am. And it's not, it is, it's not an option to negotiate out of that. That is their proposal. It is at 400,000.
Well, the potential cost to the county with that is significant, right?
I'm going to let Scott from Gallagher answer that, because Gallagher's run all the numbers through their actuaries.
Yeah, looking back at the last few years of claims, we would expect that increase in the stop loss deductible to cost about $1 million a year in claims. There's some premium savings that offset that, but the claims risk goes up pretty substantially.
Right, right, right. That's pretty significant, really. And another question, Chairman. Is the RGA, is the Regents in there affiliated with Regents Blue Cross, Regents Blue Shield? Is it another subsidiary holding? Okay, so we're kind of moving out, but it's just opening the gate a little bit to get to other options on the healthcare front.
To stand alone on our own, outside of a conglomerate of other counties, to be able to have our own health insurance plan is really what this is. In the... we can get a lot of information about what our employees choose or prefer as it relates to healthcare and their providers, but this new network is 99% of the same providers that sit in the Blue Cross network. So no, very limited people, we feel, would have an impact to the providers that would take their insurance starting in January of 2027, if the board approves for us to exit the GEM plan.
And I think that's really important, because people get nervous thinking they have to try a different. So I want to make sure that we clarify what this is and what it isn't. And then the Smith on the prescriptions, I know when I was, thank you for being here, Lieutenant Flores, you've jumped right into the insurance side and have done a really great job. But tell me a little bit more about what that looks like. A lot of our losses or payouts were in the not having either a generic option or only offering, you know, the brand name. Tell me about the Smith option and what that looks like and what's going to be offered or covered for people that need prescription drugs.
So Smith is kind of a new breed of pharmacy benefit manager that they were fully transparent, fully passed through before the state mandated that PBMs in this state be that. What really generates the savings that they offer is that they are really aggressive in helping people to find generic alternatives, find the cheapest possible pharmacy to purchase the medication from, to find coupons or other pharmacy manufacturer funds to help pay for the prescriptions. So they have all of these different programs that they aggressively reach out to members that are impacted to help them both save money for the plan and to save money for the participant on their prescriptions.
Okay, thank you. And does it mean more work for them on the front end to go and find that, or does Smith provide that back so that it's more of a point and shoot, hey, you can get this drug here?
Smith really holds their hand through.
Nice.
That. They're not left on their own to do it.
Well, I appreciate that. That's more information for the record that's important. It was a little bit rocky last year with some of the changes that we made. I appreciate the feedback. I am personally in favor of having us stand on our own. We experienced this growth trend with our regular insurance provider and managed to move out of that very successfully, and it meets the needs of a growing county better than it did before. So I know that GEM plan, thank you, they've served a purpose, but it really potentially caters to a smaller county than it does to either Ada or Canyon County. So I think this is a good plan. Your bottom line on this, it represents some savings in projected costs, correct?
Yes. And it, as a reminder, when you're looking at these potential costs, it really is an average of claims that you are projecting out there, thinking they might be the same amount of claims that will happen in calendar year 2027.
Okay.
So it's always the risk game that you play here, because you don't know what's going to happen, but this is an average amount of what the average cost should be. So it does exhibit about maybe $175,000 savings of what we're currently paying.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I wanted to make sure the Health Trust had an opportunity to present. I do have a legal assessment if you are interested in it, and it would be appropriate under executive session. So.
Would that work for you guys to stop right now and do that breakout?
Yes.
Okay.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session granted under Idaho Code 742061 for records exempt from public disclosure and to consider legal counsel or pending, yep, or likely litigation. Thank you.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session.
And should Gallagher?